It is in Omaha, Nebraska, downtown Omaha. And I feel it's probably the biggest urban installation of sculpture ever done, and certainly the most complex. And it was a competition. There was probably 100 entries, and they came down to a group about 20 or so. And then they selected us three sculptors and one landscape architect. So we were a team. But there are two different sites. And so the site that I won was right downtown by the new bank. And there was a dirty park, basically really dirty park in front of a parking garage with beer cans and stuff like that. And together with a landscape architect, we designed that into an urban park with a fountain. And my part of the exhibit, I was talking about the wilderness of Omaha before the pioneers came. Now, the other part of the exhibit was two other sculptors, Ed Froughton, Blair Buswell, which are old colleagues of mine, and they are some of the finest figurative sculptors in the world. They are excellent. And they were sculpting wagon train, because they wanted to talk about the westward migration. And Omaha was the jumping off point, you know, from the river. People came up on the river and then they went westward. And the sponsor of this whole thing was the First National Bank of Omaha, Bruce Lauritsen, president. And we became very close. And this was a project going on for 10 years. And Bruce's ancestor started the first bank, so called, in Omaha, trading buffalo hides and gold dust. And then now Bruce, third or fourth generation, was building the tallest building between there and California, a new big building at the same time. So it's rather complex. Then, since I knew the other two sculptors well, and we were friends, we all met in a big meeting with the architect, and we decided, let's connect the two. So from the wagon train, I have a herd of bison running through town, engaging the architecture, running in planters, jumping out of planters, going through corners of buildings, and they run into this urban park that the landscape architect and I designed, where they flush 58 Canada geese with 8-foot wingspan. And then they leave the park and fly into the city, attached to traffic lights, flying through buildings, street lights, into the new bank building. And that was immensely complicated. You had to engage the city, of course, it's city property. You have to redesign traffic lights that look the same, but it's reinforced very strong to support all the weight. It would be most embarrassing if a goose fall off in a street corner. And then also, I decided to talk about the travel through time. So when the geese leave the fountain, in the fountain they are traditional, bronze and there's granite and water effects. But when they enter the city, they gradually become stainless steel. First, part of the geese are stainless steel, and they engage modern architecture. So I needed the modern material, but also travel through time, because stainless steel is modern and man-made modern materials. So it travels through time, and the spirit of wilderness is still with us, I think. And so they don't respect buildings. So I have geese flying through corners of buildings and buffalo running through buildings as well. So it was very exciting, but it was also the most incredible acceptance, both from the city and from the patron, Bruce Lauritsen, because we came up with this gradually as we were working, you know, saying, well, oh, I'm going to add a buffalo run through the parking garage, and adds to the money as well, to the budget. And he said, yeah, okay. And this went on for almost 10 years. So it's probably one of the most remarkable things in the world. Yeah. And it was filmed and documented in this film that we're going to show. Yeah.